It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Welcome into the Inside Carolina podcast. This is another edition of the position preview podcast. Today, I'm your host, Ross Martin. Today, I'm joined by Greg Barnes, Jason Staples. And today, we're going to talk about the outside linebackers. The edge rusher is kind of that flex position that can drop in coverage, but also be on the edge and rush the passer, a key part of Jay Bateman's defense. Let's go through the depth chart here. You have super seniors Tyrone Hopper and Tamon Fox. You have Chris Collins. You have Desmond Evans and Kamen Rucker. Both those guys are back for their sophomore seasons after playing a lot as true freshmen. Ethan West makes the change from inside linebacker to outside linebacker, and the two freshmen UNC has added in the 2021 class are Gabe Stevens and Travion Stevenson. Greg, my initial take on this position group is you have a lot of experience up top with Fox and Hopper. You have guys that really flashed in Des Evans and Kamen Rucker. And we're kind of yet to see exactly what Chris Collins can be, but that's kind of the group. They have a lot of bodies and a lot of talent and some good size. What is your take when you look at the outside linebacker position, its role, and UNC's personnel heading into the 2021 season?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Ross. In terms of the composition of this group, Jay Bateman has to be ecstatic because you've got veteran guys like Tamon Fox and Tyrone Hopper who have played a ton of football and they understand what it takes to compete at this level and to have success. You look at somebody like Tamon Fox, he's tied, I think, right now with Lawrence Taylor for career sacks. He's got 21, tied for seventh, 33 tackles for loss. That is the production that you need. He's been a guy they've been able to rely on at different positions the last couple of years to actually get some pressure, which has been a problem for this defense. And the fact now that he's able to play in this role more so than he will have to a defensive end, I think is critical. But those are two guys who have played just an absolute ton. But then you start talking about Kamen Rucker and Des Evans, who splashed last year as freshmen. Rucker probably more so than Evans, although Evans is a five-star guy. And they bring a lot of potential. And I expect those two to make significant leaps this year after they now have a year under their belt and they've got a true spring ball under the belt, which they did not get last year. And then Chris Collins is another one, looks really good his first year. When Matt came in, they realized that this is a kid that needs to put on some weight to be able to do what they wanted him to do. He needed to get a little bit better in his coverage skills. So he redshirted. And I thought he looked pretty good last year. I think he got some starts. And then when you start adding in some of the younger guys like an Ethan West, now you've got depth. So you've got experience, you've got raw talent, you've got depth, all good things. And now it's just a matter of piecing it together and trying to find the production that has been lacking with the pass rushers.
Yeah. And I mean, you look at that roster, Jay Bateman loves Kamen Rucker. He's a little undersized. He led that recruitment, but he played a lot and he's a strong physical guy who came to UNC pretty physically ready. He played a lot. Just didn't have that length, but he loves him on the edge to set the edge to go against, you know, a running back or a tight end or even use his quickness around an offensive tackle. And he loves Desmond Evans, as most people would. He's up to 260 pounds, has a length, has a size, and kind of the mental stuff is getting there to the point where last season he played a lot in the second half of the year. So those two guys are the future of this group. But of course, we all know Tamon Fox and what he can do. He'll finally play his true position as an edge. He won't have to play any on the D-line like he has in the last two seasons, and he'll be able to go after the passer and actually play a little bit less and be more rested into the third and fourth quarter. Jason, when you look at this group and you understand what this position does. And kind of first, can you explain kind of how Jay Bateman likes to use his position? Because I think it's a little confusing because, you know, it's not a traditional 4-3 with two edge rushers. It's a 3-4 with the two outside guys, sometimes coming down, sometimes dropping into coverage. It's definitely a hybrid position. Let's get into that and then get your takes on kind of what UNC has heading into the season.
Yeah, I think the main thing to understand is that this is truly a hybrid position in his role. Although, I mean, I guess the best way to put it is it's a hybrid in the sense that sometimes you really are an outside backer and other times you're really playing defensive end. So, I mean, you have to be able to do both to be able to do what Bateman wants you to do at this position. Now, some guys are going to do one thing better than others. Some guys are going to be better at rushing the passer, say, than moving backwards in coverage or, doing a variety of other things. Some guys are better in terms of stopping the run than they are as a pass rusher. So ideally you get a guy that can do all three, essentially a guy that can, that really can solidify and set the edge as a against the run and that can provide you a top level pass rusher and also drop back in coverage without being a liability. Those guys are pretty rare. there's a high market value for those guys at all levels of the game. And North Carolina might have a couple of them, especially among the youngsters. So that's a big deal. But really what Bateman wants is the first priority from this group on this roster is going to be guys that can get to the quarterback, because they really need to be able to get pressure on the passer in this season. And when they're going with three bigs, which they're going to be doing a lot of this season, when they go three bigs and you have, say, one of these outside linebacker hybrid edge type guys on the field along with those guys, he's out there as often as not to make sure that if they're dropping back to pass, he's getting pressure. So you have what's called a designated pass rusher, your DPR, in a given defense where, you may have these guys that they're playing a little bit more towards the run, but you're telling that guy, you have this gap, but your first thing is getting off and getting to the quarterback. You're going to get some of that with these guys. But the next thing is you've got to have guys that can handle that edge and can make sure that they're not getting pushed out of a gap. So you've got to be able to get to the quarterback while still being disciplined enough that you don't get run straight up field and create this big seam, say, between the offensive guard and the offensive tackle, because the tackle gets, washes you out there. So that's the priority. And some of that's going to change a little bit. Sometimes they have two edges on the field and that's going to be a little bit different with those guys. Those are typically bigger teams, more run oriented situations. Sometimes they're going to go smaller personnel where they'll only have two defensive tackles. And then it's going to be more of an even front where you go two of the big guys and then, two edges out there with them. Those are your, smaller nickel packages that you're going to get some of that. But the other thing that he wants to be able to do with these guys is, okay, we're going to make it look like you're going to be the designated pass rusher. You're going to be the guy to come. You're going to be, and then at the snap, that guy's not coming. That guy's dropping to the flat or that guy's dropping to the curl zone. And all of a sudden you have a corner that's rushing, or you have a backer that's blitzing, whatever. And that guy has to be able to recognize route patterns, different tendencies based on formation and all of these things, to be in the right spot to force the quarterback to go away from, say, a hot read. That, okay, well, they're bringing the corner. That means I need to go right where the corner vacated. Well, we want this guy to drop right where that corner is going to have vacated. So they're going to be doing a lot of that stuff with these guys. And that's really where you want to see the length and the speed and all of those things come together. And that's where, what's already been said about a guy like Dez Evans, he brings to the table all of the tools that you could want at this spot. All that length, all that athleticism, that guy can be a problem just because of those traits. Another guy that I don't think gets enough talk is Chris Collins. I think he's going to be a really good player in this system. And he's a guy that can, again, he can do all three and do all three pretty well. And of course, you got Tamon Fox and Rucker. I think Rucker is actually a lot like Fox in terms of their builds, even though I think Rucker is a little more undersized in terms of what they bring to the table. Rucker, you mentioned Rucker already in terms of Bateman really always having been a fan of him. Well, the reason he's a fan of him is he's a football player. Rucker is one of those guys who you can put across the board. You could play him at linebacker and he could, you know, inside linebacker and he could survive. You can put him at, you know, one of the bigger positions and he'll fight and he'll find a way to make a play in the gap. They've got some guys there at that spot that can really do some things. And it's just going to be interesting to see how they balance the reps based on down and distance, based on situation, based on what guys actually step up to play. So it's a really fun position group to look forward to, because there's a mix of experience and young talent that I think is really intriguing going into next year.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about this unit is that it benefits so greatly from what's happened along the defensive line. When you've got 10 guys of 285 pounds or more, we saw a lot of Rucker at defensive end on the interior last year. We saw a lot of Tamon Fox, as Jason's pointed out before. Tamon Fox is playing defensive end against Notre Dame. I mean, Tamon Fox is good at what he does, but that is a tall ask. So now that you've got bodies on the interior, you can really utilize Fox and Rucker and Evans and Collins more on the outside. And one thing I found interesting in the spring is Kayvon Rucker's talking about how he's practicing some at the 9-I, right? The 9 positions outside the tight end. I mean, that tells you.
Explain that, Greg. What's a 9-I?
Well, a 9 is the gap outside of the tight end. It's kind of the idea there. So you're talking about an outside linebacker who is way far away from where the ball is at snap. And that just stresses. I mean, you would think maybe that guy's going to drop into coverage. Maybe they're in the for swing passes and in the flat, that spot right there. But when you've got speed like Rucker Fox, I mean, if that tight end doesn't chip appropriately, I mean, that's a beeline for the quarterback, and the quarterback knows that guy's coming hard at him. So you're going to see a lot of different looks there. The other thing that I think is important is if you go back to like the Vic Coney days, that design, the idea of the 4-2-5 was really to be able to be versatile, right? And that's kind of the first glimpse that we got at it at North Carolina. Things have progressed. And so what the problem has been for North Carolina, however, is really kind of a lack of talent, where you're having to scheme to make up for talent deficiencies. And Jay Bateman's quickly getting to a point where that's no longer the case. And so while you want to be able to be deceptive in some of your game planning, you're also at a point now where if it's an obvious passing down and you have full faith in Tamon Fox and Dez Evans to put pressure on the quarterback so you don't have to scheme sacks, you can actually rely on individual talent, you can say, you know what, we're not going to get fancy on this one. I'm going to send Evans, I'm going to send Fox, and we're going to see if this offense has enough time to make a play on this 3rd and 12. And that hasn't been the case for Jay Bateman in previous years. So while he does have a lot of opportunities and options to do creative things, he may not need to do that. He may just be able to say, go get the quarterback. And we haven't seen that a lot in Chapel Hill in a long time.
Yeah, it's great stuff there and some great points. I want to get a little bit more into that after the break. First, I want to encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe to the Inside Carolina Podcast. It just helps us with algorithms. Rate Inside Carolina Podcast, give us a short review, and then hit the subscribe button. Also, all our podcasts come out on YouTube, as along with all our interviews and press conferences and all that good stuff. So go to Inside Carolina on YouTube and subscribe to that channel as well. We're going to be doing more and more stuff on YouTube, including a lot of live streaming with podcasts and stuff this fall. Do that as well. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Johnny T-Shirt. They have a huge summer sale with a lot of things up to 70% off in-store and online at johnnytshirt.com. Get set for the football season with a Navy throwback jersey, with the 1990s throwback jersey, with any UNC football gear, shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts. Go Johnny T-Shirt and johnnytshirt.com. And remember, all Inside Carolina subscribers get an easy 10% off with a promo code found on the premium message boards. So Johnny T-Shirt and johnnytshirt.com. We want to support our local businesses right down the street here in Chapel Hill. Their headquarters are in, I think, Hillsborough is their warehouse. And of course, they're online. They have great customer service, really a great place to shop. And they can quickly get you anything you need for a game or for gifts for friends and family. We're going to hit some national ads and be right back to talk more about UNC's outside linebackers, the talent that group, and what that we can look forward to with the outside linebackers in 2021.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And we're back. And before we went to a break, I think Greg hit on a lot of good points and kind of built off what Jason said. You know, the key thing here is it's kind of a perfect storm for UNC's defense. They're finally getting with the defensive line what they need with multiple big experienced bodies up front, which is going to allow them to have more pressure in the interior, which is going to allow them to rush, you know, two guys on the edge. Pass rushing, Greg, and Jason can dive in as well. I mean, who do you think is the guy, you know, I think y'all have done some over and under podcasts. Who's the guy that's going to be making the most plays in the backfield? Who's the guy that's going to be making the most TFLs and sacks? I mean, I like Desmond Evans for him to step in that place because I don't know if – I mean, Tavon Fox is solid, but I don't think he's ever been an elite pass rusher. So I'm wondering if we're going to get to that point with a guy named Desmond Evans or Kamen Rucker, and what do you think about someone emerging to be that difference maker on second and long and third and long? Greg?
Well, you're exactly right about Fox, but what he has been the most successful for North Carolina in recent years.
As stable and available and solid and has made plays.
Correct. And the fact that he's had to play a little bit out of position at end, you know, they've tried to bulk him up to kind of help so they can utilize him. Just remember, if you think back to that Georgia game, he actually made some splash plays, even though he was a little bit smaller guy back then. He's got to be your leader in the clubhouse just because he's a veteran. They think he can finally, because he's working primarily at that outside linebacker position, that this can kind of be a year for him. But you know, maybe his cap is lower than it does Evans for sure. And Kamen Rucker, you know, we've heard a lot of good things about Des Evans this offseason. We know that athletically he's got everything you would want. He's built like a true defensive end. He's got the speed of an outside linebacker, and he kind of understands what he's supposed to be doing now. So he's a guy that if North Carolina wants to take that next step and they want to legitimately challenge Clemson for the ACC title, he has got to break free. He's got to emerge as a guy. I'm with Jay Bateman. I love Kamen Rucker. I mean, when he went into games, you could see the energy that he brought, and I think there's a lot of value in that. And so I think those two guys really have opportunities. And as Jason said, Chris Collins is a guy that they feel good about. He showed flashes last year. Maybe not the pass rusher those other guys could be, but he can do a little bit of everything. So I think he'll be on the field enough where he has the opportunity to show off some skills as well.
Yeah, so I think, and I haven't thought about this, but this might be one of the more hotly competitive, you know, preseason training camp positions because, you know, you can only play three or four guys. Maybe four is kind of what they're looking for to rotate in because they do want to keep those guys fresh. We do know that Tamon Fox is going to play less just based on giving him rest. Jason, when you look at this room, how do you think Jay Bateman and the defensive coaches rotate these guys, knowing how they use them, knowing the packages that they deploy? Because I think it's going to be Tamon. It's going to be Des Evans, Kamen Rucker, and then Chris Collins as well. And I think after that, it drops down. But you have Tyron Hopper who can play and then and basically the freshman, younger guys we haven't seen yet. What's that rotation look like?
Yeah, I think that's you basically hit it. The real interesting question for me is whether Evans is going to get to the level of consistency that he needs to be at to really – be at the top level to be basically getting number one or number two on the reps list. If he is, he's by far your most talented guy. So yeah, I mean, if that guy's gotten consistent, if he's actually doing everything the way that you want at the effort level that you want, then he's probably going to be the guy that when it comes to the most important pass rusher reps in particular, he's going to be on the field. Now, I think what you're going to see is a lot of four-man fronts against a lot of more spread teams. So you'll have three bigs and then one of these guys out there. And that guy most likely is more often than not, let's say, you know, at least half of the drives probably going to be Tamon Fox. But when you have two, that's when it's going to get interesting because you're going to have Fox and Rucker out there. You're going to have Fox and Evans out there. You're going to have Fox and Collins out there, or you'll have on half of those drives because Fox is going to be getting some rest. You're going to have one of those other guys filling in for him when it's just one. So I think it's going to be those four guys. I think you're probably going to see it narrow even to three oftentimes because of how many reps there actually are. But those are really where you're going to get the majority of your reps. And I think it's probably a good sign if you see Evans out there more often as the season goes, because that just means that the light bulb is coming on for the most talented guy.
Yeah, and I've heard that, I mean, from a source, I've heard that Dez Evans is going to get at least half the snaps. So I think you'll see a good mixture of half the snaps between those four or five guys we talked about. And looking towards the 2022 season, Fox will for sure be gone, and so will Hopper, because they're both super seniors. So then you're looking at the core group being Evans, Rucker, and Collins with the younger guys who had merged. All right, guys, good stuff. We appreciate you listening. This is the Inside Carolina Podcast, the position preview podcast on outside linebackers. Next up will be inside linebackers. Stay tuned to that. Remember to rate, review, subscribe to our YouTube page. And we want to thank Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com for sponsoring this podcast.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.